Weak lensing mass bias in merging galaxy clusters, by Wonky Li et al. Although weak lensing (WL) is a powerful method to estimate a galaxy cluster mass without any dynamical assumptions, a model bias can arise when the cluster density profile departs from the assumed model profile. In a merging system, the bias is expected to become most severe because the constituent halos undergo significant structural changes. In this study, we investigate WL mass bias in binary cluster mergers using a suite of idealized hydrodynamical simulations. Realistic WL shear catalogs are generated by matching the source galaxy properties, such as intrinsic shape dispersion, measurement noise, source densities, etc., to those from Subaru and Hubble Space Telescope observations. We find that, with the typical mass concentration MC relation and the Navarro-Frenk-White NFW profile, the halo mass bias depends on the time since the first pericenter passage and increases with the mass of the companion cluster. The time evolution of the mass bias is similar to that of the concentration, indicating that, to first order, the mass bias is modulated by the concentration change. For a collision between two approximately 10 to the power of 15 M sun clusters, the maximum bias amounts to approximately 60%. This suggests that previous WL studies may have significantly overestimated the mass of the clusters in some of the most massive mergers. Finally, we apply our results to three merger cases, ABEL 2034, MAX J1752.0 plus 4440, and ZWCL 1856.8 plus 6616, and report their mass biases at the observed epoch, as well as their pre-merger masses, utilizing their merger shock locations as traces of the merger phases. This was Weak Lensing Mass Bias in Merging Galaxy Clusters, by Wonky Li et al.